Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply becoming. Becoming. Most of you are familiar now with the popular book that's on the shelves written by the former First Lady Michelle Obama entitled Becoming. And even if you haven't read the book, you know the power of the word itself. You see, the word becoming typifies growth and development, potential and progress. And people are attracted to us not just because of what we are, but because of what we are becoming. Yes, my friends, true leaders understand the art of becoming and how to help those around them become as well. One of the reasons we like children is because what they are becoming. They're becoming young adults. Expecting mothers are becoming parents. People who are engaged are becoming married. The question is, what are you becoming? And then more importantly, how are you becoming? And then last but not least, can you help those around you become as well? You see, my friends and neighbors, there are three key steps to becoming. Take great notes, write these down, implement them in your daily life. They all begin with S. The first step to becoming is separation. You see, the acorn can never become an oak tree as long as the acorn is connected to the branch of an existing oak tree. That acorn, by the winds changing, has to be blown away, fall to the ground, and it's only after that it can become an oak tree on its own. By the same token, my friends, young male lions are driven from their original pride to start a pride of their own. And in business, when we are becoming, it means we master the art of separation. We know when it's time to move on. We're bold enough to take risks by separating. We're bold enough to move in another direction. We can see when the tide is changing and we're wise enough to make the switch. My friends, how do you know when it's time for separation? When you really want to become, you'll discover that it's time for separation when a few things happen. First of all, your perspective changes. You'll start to see things differently. You know then it's time to separate because your perspective changes. I'm a dog owner. One of the female dogs I have gave birth, and when she did, for a while, the puppies couldn't see. Their eyes were closed, and they just had to feel their way to their mother and eat from the mother's milk. After a while, their eyes opened. They could see, and now that they could see, they were no longer eager just to get the milk from the mother. They wanted to be able to go get food on their own. They begin to separate. It's called the weaning process. In business, my friends and neighbors, you can discover your perspective changes. Your eyes are open, and when your eyes are open, then you know it's time to move on. But it's not just your perspective that changes. Your passion changes, your purpose changes, your pursuit changes. When those things begin to change, you know that separation is imminent. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's the best business leaders that recognize when it's time to make a shift. Those are the ones that exceed and excel. Those are the ones that advance and achieve. I challenge you, my friends, to master the art of separation. And then once you have the separation, the next step is saturation. Remember that acorn? You see, the rain falls, and as the rain continues to fall on that acorn, it sinks further and further into the ground. That rain begins to prepare the acorn for what it's about to become, which is an oak tree. Saturation is in business is when we submerge ourselves in our vision, in our passion, in our ideas and ideologies. It's when we're spending time reading and writing and speaking our vision. And then it's what we think about. It's what we talk about. It's what we actually become. Do you know people who are so buried in their business that that's all that's on their minds? When you see them, that's what they're talking about. That's a saturation process. When you talk to them, that's all they're communicating. That's a saturation process. My friends, you can't become saturated until first you become separated. saturated. But when you are saturated, my friends, it's when everything you do is about the mission at hand. One of the things about the troops that are deployed overseas, they've got a mission on their mind, and everything they do is about the mission. They've left their families, they've left their friends, they've left their loved ones. Yes, they've already separated, and now they are saturated, submerged in a culture of a new country, submerged in the atmosphere and the environment, focused intently on that mission. And that's what we should do. Last but not least, after saturation is situation. Because you see, the rain falls on the acorn and it sinks further and further into the ground. And at one point, it stops sinking and it situates itself and begins to sprout roots. And that means it's sinking no more, but it's stabilizing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, situating is the art of positioning yourself. It's now connecting with the mentors, spending time with the leaders. It is building and developing your team. It is planting yourself so that your roots begin to grow. Now things are beginning to sprout from you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, situation is the art of reproduction. It's when things begin to come out of you because people recognize that you're truly serious about your direction. Are you serious, my friends and neighbors? Are you becoming what you desire? Are you planting yourself and spreading your roots and now sprouting new and strong, vibrant teams? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can't all become. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.